Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors.
Our house, in the middle of our street.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to House Talk with Ray Trimble, where answers to your home questions are just a call away at 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764.
Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome to House Talk right here on KRMG, AM 740 and FM 102.3. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. We're those guys crisscrossing this beautiful state we call Oklahoma in those red and white trucks and vans and the big white pump trucks, of course. But one thing's for sure, when our techs show up, whether we're working inside or outside in your home or business, shirts are going to be tucked in, belts are going to be on, and if they're coming inside, they're going to be wearing their shoe booties, of course. I've got a panel of experts in here this morning. These guys are ready to go. Lots of topics to cover. Contact info. If you'd like to reach out to us this morning, 918-460-5764. That's 918-460-5764, or that's 460-KRMG. Or you can text us, 95920. And that pops up on the screen up here in front of us, and we do the best we can to get to those as well. And then there's also the ability to go to the Facebook Live event, and you can go to that, and you can post comments and questions as well, and we'll do the best we can to get to those also. So we just got all kinds of stuff going on. Let me introduce these guys. Some of them you should probably know by now if you're a regular listener. I've got Skip Labasse, Labasse Protection Services. Skip, how you doing?
8 years and running, that's kind of regular, isn't it, if you've been on here 8 years?
I would say that folks probably know you just a little bit by now.
Doing good. Nice day. Have on the shorts.
It's about 22 degrees outside, and you're in shorts.
You thought I was going to be late, didn't you?
I did. I didn't think you were, let me rephrase that. I didn't think you were going to be late, but I figured you'd walk in right as we were starting the show.
I was a minute early.
Yeah?
So I try not to overdo things.
Okay, you know, so. All right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Traffic was so bad, you know, at 7:50 in the morning.
Yeah, there's so many people out that early on Saturday.
But made it. Got some good topics today. Excited.
You made it here because you're in your Beamer.
Oh, fast and furious.
He's in his sports car. Hey, have you gotten pulled over yet?
Say hello to Officer Watson.
Hello, Officer Watson.
Yeah, I did, actually. It wasn't too long ago. It was a couple weeks ago. In my defense,
yeah,
I didn't know what the speed limit was. I was going 66. Okay. I didn't know it was like a 25 or 35.
Oh.
But it was increasing because there was like a store where I was, so it was slowly increasing. So he let me off with a warning, though.
I have a similar story, guys. This just happened to me. I got pulled over for going 90 in a 65. And wow. Yeah. What? Mark's looking. Mark's giving me props. Yeah, thanks, Mark. You know, and kudos to the hypos, you know. They got a tough job.
They do.
They got a tough job. And because there's people are crazy out there, you know, and in all fairness, Daryl,
I'm thinking 90 to 65. That might be crazy.
Okay, that was crazy. But let me explain myself just really quickly. This just happened to me. Some friends called, and I was on my way to meet them for dinner. And I jump on the turnpike because I live right off the turnpike. And I'm jumping on the turnpike. And you know how people sometimes, they act like there's not two lanes? You're yeah. on the on-ramp. And this guy, there's like three cars. And there's these three cars, and the truck in the very far back, instead of letting me on, like speeds up to make it where I can't get over on the turnpike with them. And I was being a turnpike snob, and I floored it. And I was like, wrong answer, buddy. And I shot in front of everybody. Well, there's a turn. There's a toll right around the corner from my on-ramp. Where I live on the turnpike, it's right there. Well, the hypo was sitting inside the wall, and I shot and then jumped over, and then I slowed down to the speed limit. I know that's going to shock everybody. I didn't see him, by the way. It was dark. So I didn't even know there was a cop behind me. And I slowed down to the speed limit. I got in front of the crowd. I felt like I made my point. And I slowed down. He pulls me over. And rightfully so. I was confused, actually. I was like, why'd you pull me over? I was actually going the speed limit for a change. And he goes, clocked you doing 90 and a 65 back there. And I was like, are you serious? I was kind of shocked, but... super nice guy, gave me a warning. I apologized. And I also told him, I was like, I kind of gave him the scenario. And I was like, you probably didn't see all what happened, but there was a reason that I shot up that hard and got over. And it was kind of cool because he was like, actually, where I was sitting, I did see what happened. And he goes, but don't do that. It gave me a warning, so thank you. I don't know your name, but thank you.
Well, it used to be if you're in a sports car, it's an automatic ticket.
Yeah, it's a ticket.
But a couple of things. If you're polite, have your license and insurance ready.
I did. I did just, do that. Yeah, I was like, officer, how are you this evening? It's cold, isn't it?
Plus, I said, hey, I know Ray Trimble. Oh, no ticket here.
Wrong. They're like, we're taking you to jail, guilt by association.
I'm going to tell you two fail proofs.
Okay.
First of all, share. A CDL. Oh. I have a CDL. That will help you.
Yes.
That will help you.
Okay.
And you can go on Amazon.com and get you a Police Lives Matter, which I do believe and I do support.
Yes.
Police Lives Matter sticker and put that on your back window.
Yeah.
That will endear you to the officer.
Dang, so, Daryl's thinking strategically.
It's almost bold.
Daryl's got a little shady side, doesn't he? I like that.
I had no idea of this shady side.
It's the kill them with kindness thing. But I do believe, like you said, they've got a tough job. I don't. You know, I put that back there, number one, because I do support that.
I do
support our officers. But
right.
at the same time, I thought, you know what? If I'm walking up to a car in the dark, and they've got a Police Lives Matter sticker on there, I'm thinking that might put me at ease a little bit.
Yeah,
more.
It might relax you a little bit.
Might relax me a little bit.
Mark Wayne actually taught me this trick. I angle my car. When I pull off, I angle it so that they can see me.
I roll my
window down, and I've got my hands up on the wheel because I'm just letting them know, hey, I'm not a combatant. At worst, I might be a really fast driver. But.
Yeah. It might let you know. It might also let them know that you've been there before.
Yeah. I go ahead and get out, and I lean on the hood. What's a felony? Is it 20 miles over the speed limit? If you pass 20 miles, is that a felony?
A felony? Yeah,
you tell us.
I don't think so.
No, it's not a felony.
No.
It's traffic.
Yeah, okay.
You know, the felony you're going to get is like a DUI.
For some reason, we were talking about this the other night, and we were wondering if you exceed so many miles over the speed limit.
That's reckless driving.
It's a reckless driving, yeah. and they take you to jail or something.
One time I was going through Hulbert.
Yeah.
He gave me something. It's worse than reckless driving. I never even heard of what it's called. And I go, this is bull. So I went and fought it, and won. He knew the cops were like,
yeah,
exaggerators. I'm trying to be nice when I say, but
I don't think this listener is with me on this. Did you not realize that there was a yield sign to go on a major road?
Did he also not realize that getting over in the left-hand lane is the proper protocol whenever
Thank you, Daryl.
It's
over.
Actually law now.
Why didn't they let me on? There was nobody in the other lane, and they all and you know what really makes me mad is when people do that, and then they go about another city block, and then they get over. And I'm like, seriously?
Well, also, when you're in a Porsche, aren't you like a little bit entitled? Scoot out of the way.
Wow, Skip.
It's a yield sign, not a stop sign.
Throws me under the bus like that.
You get on my way.
That's messed up.
You're laughing, though, so it makes you an accomplice.
I'm like, please move. No. No, I think it actually makes it worse. They're like, freaking car. I'm not letting him on. Anyway, all right, guys, I apologize. I totally went off on a random topic, and people are weighing in. 20 over is a felony. Speeding, you can be arrested. I told you. There's a listener that's confirming that. All right, so promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. I got lucky because that guy was super, super nice to me. Super nice. And I think the fact that I slowed down to the speed limit saved my life, honestly, because thank goodness I didn't keep flying or I probably would have gone to jail. I'd have called Daryl.
20 years in prison doing life without parole.
What'd you do?
Well, 20 over.
20 over. Getting on the turnpike. I'm gangster. Skip, what are you talking about today, brother?
We're going to talk about the top six reasons why you should get cameras.
Okay. All right.
They change sometimes, so, you know, they move positions, try to do them in order.
Yeah.
What I think they should go. And then on Facebook, we're going to do the weakest link, which is our favorite
topic.
Yeah,
that's going to be cool. I'm going to like that.
And
I like that.
Also, I got some lights put in my house with timers on them that we always like talking about.
Yes.
So now you have to touch light switches. It's all set on times. So backyard, side of the house, and
you're
front
automated.
Yard, 6P to 6A, come on. They go on. You don't have to touch the light switches.
It's
going to
run you. It's going
to
run
but
you.
But, yeah, the weakest link. So from the phone to the DVR to your router, you're like, why are my cameras slow on my phone? Well, we're going to tell you what you need to check.
Okay,
what
cool.
It could be.
Daryl Brown, Dynamic Carpet Care. What are you talking
we're
about
doing
today,
all about
brother?
Rugs today. We're doing topics about what kind of types of rugs are out there from the materials that are used to make them. Cleaning methods, and then just all about cleaning rugs, whether we do it on-site or in our shop, and telling you about how all that works.
Awesome. Outstanding. And this guy that's been hiding over here in the corner, Brian Underwood. With
Can't
Mullen,
even get a word in edgewise.
Mullen AJC. Look at this. People are weighing in on this. Did you know it's a law or a protocol to scoot over? People merging have the yield sign.
I think we got a new topic for the day.
Yeah, we do. What are you talking about today, Brian?
Yield signs, I guess. No, we're going to talk about the four different types of refrigerants.
Okay.
And then on Facebook, we're going to talk about the pressure switch on your heater and why that's so important.
All right, cool. It's a lot of good stuff. I know I got to go on the break. Mark was so gracious. He let me go over a little bit. I'm sure I'm going to pay for it. It's House Talk on KRMG. Oklahoma, welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG. I'm Ray Trumbull with Mullen. Visiting with my buddies this morning, I got Skip Labasse, Labasse Protection Services. I've got Daryl Brown, Dynamic Carpet Care. Sneaky over there. And we've got Brian Underwood over here. He is the manager over at Mullen of the HVAC department. So we're covering all sorts of topics this morning. I saw that we got some texts on the break. I'm going to read those and get to you guys. So don't think that I'm not seeing you. I am. So I will work on that. If you want to reach us, all the ways you can do it, 918-460-5764. That's 460-KRMG. You can text us at 95920. Or if you're on the Facebook Live thing, Sanja She's the engineer behind the camera there, and she'll let us know about the comments and questions that are getting posted on Facebook Live. We got Mark, a sound engineer, in there, and he's working the cockpit for the radio, and it literally looks like a cockpit in there. So, all right. So with that, without any further ado, I'm going to start off with you, Skip, talking about the cameras. All I know nowadays, I've gotten spoiled. You've become my easy button on that kind of stuff, on music, surround sound, entertainment, cameras. I'm just like, speed dial Skip. What should we do?
That's good.
You don't mind that, do
Not
you?
Not at all. First, I want to say hi to Rex and Stacy. They're avid listeners.
All right.
And we've just put a system in their house in Morris, Oklahoma.
Hi, Rex. Hi, Stacy.
And they went, he's very proud of the cameras. He goes, this is the best looking security cameras I've ever seen. I was kind of proud of that. So thank you for that, Rex.
That's awesome.
But there's six reasons, and then they change, and the orders they change on why you should get surveillance cameras. People are like, well, I think everyone kind of wants them. some people are a little hesitant. Sometimes they think the price or invasion of privacy or whatever, but it seems like everyone kind of wants them. So we're going to go over some reasons why you should get them.
Okay.
Okay. First one is monitor. You monitor your house, you monitor your office. Some people don't want to document for several reasons. So they just want to see, hey, is there someone at the front door? Is there someone in the waiting room so the nurse can come out to get them? You know, so just for monitoring only, that's going to be number six.
Okay.
All right, we're going to number five is documenting. You may want to go a step further, and you want to know who's at the porch. Just like the package at your house. You remember over Christmas when they dropped the package off?
Yes.
So you went back and looked on your cameras. You could see exactly what happened.
Yeah. The one where it got delivered to the wrong address and the girl just tossed it over. On my porch. Yeah.
But if you just monitored and didn't record, you'd never know what happened. You know, just like with the porch pirates. If you're not recording, you don't know where it went. You just know it's gone. You know, so documenting is so important. And that's when the quality comes in. If you're documenting, we still see on camera on the news all the time when the pictures are still poor quality. You can't tell what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
With today's technology, there's no reason for that. I mean, there are crystal clear 5 megapixels, 4K cameras. I mean, as clear as your television. I mean, and the prices aren't that high, you know, but that's why people need to upgrade because, I mean, those pictures are awful that we see on the news. You can't identify anybody.
Right.
You know, so next one's going to be prevention. And this is one of my favorites.
Okay.
They say just having the cameras, the day you plug it into the wall, it detours crime, mischief, and workman's comp 68%. Just the second you plug it in, it detours it. The workman's comp cases
wow.
at work,
yeah.
which we all know how expensive that is.
Yes, absolutely.
And if you can prove wrongdoing or if they did it on purpose, I always think of the motorcycle incident at Mullen,
mm-hmm.
you know, 10 years ago or whatever. You, if you're horse playing around, that can go in your defense.
Yes.
You know, but the minute you plug those in, those three things. So your neighbors, you get cameras on your house. You know, if you got some shady neighbors or people come by, they're going to see your cameras. They're going to go next door to a different house. You know, so just having them is 68%. I like that one. This is also one that's coming up we see on the news all the time is it's helping police. You know, you rob a house or you do whatever you want to with a house that doesn't have cameras. The neighbor does have them. They're catching it.
Right.
You know, and even down the street, a car going by, you know, they can tell it, get a time frame, you know, when this, you know, black Tundra went by. We see when he went by, when things happen. So it's solving crimes all the time by just other people having their cameras, even if you don't have them. And
so you're actually not only protecting your own property, you're protecting other people around you.
Exactly.
You're able to gather information for events that happen at their property.
And this is the most popular one. And I like the way it sounds. It's electronic babysitter.
Yeah.
Not just nanny cams. So it's, you know, monitor your baby in the other room.
Right.
See when your kids get home from school. But it's on the other end of the spectrum also. Elderly, you know, when you're taking care of your parents, you know, nursing home abuse, you know, your parents are staying with you. You can kind of have them on the other side of the house. You can monitor what's going on with them. Or if they're in another house by themselves and you're worried about your parents. So it's electronic babysitter from both ends of the spectrum. So I always like that one.
Ah,
so those
like
are top
that.
Six reasons why you should get them.
Yes.
Like we talked about a little bit ago, quality has changed so much now. I mean, they are crystal clear. Just ask Rex and Stacy. I mean, they're phenomenal how clear these cameras are these days.
Now, it's awesome. And honestly, even at Mullen, we've got Skip's equipment, and we're protecting our fleet and our equipment and our office with all of Skip's stuff and also him as our technological backup on getting it all done. Skip, if folks want to get a hold of you, get you out. I know you do free estimates and designs. How do they reach out to you, man?
Then give us a call or text at 918-955-1381.
All right, sweet. Mark, I figure I'm on a line right here, am I? It's time to go to a break. Those of you that are holding on the calls, stay with us. We will get back to you as soon as we come off of this break, so hang in there with us. All right, it's House Talk right here on KRMG. Good morning, Oklahoma. Welcome back to House Talk. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. We're covering all sorts of topics this morning. I've got these guests in. I have some folks that have held. Thank you so much for holding. A few of them gave up. I apologize. That's a long break. That's a really long break. So without further ado, I'm going to jump to some of these topics really quick. I really appreciate these folks, and we want to help you out. Let's see. This Daryl wood floors in the house. What's the best rug or carpet to use under the furniture or entranceways for future cleaning needs?
Okay. All right, that's a good question. That kind of leads us into our topic. I don't know if you want me to jump into the topic today on the tail of this or not.
Not yet.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with the answer that is, in my opinion, of course, this is my opinion. I'm going to say that I would use some type of a nylon-based, which is a synthetic-based fiber.
Okay.
And the reason I would choose nylon is because of its durability, its affordability, and its cleanability. Okay. So those three things, it responds well to a lot of foot traffic.
Yeah.
Nylon has the ability to stay resilient, whereas some synthetic fibers like olefins, well, olefins not so much, but polyester, mm-hmm. particularly, some rugs are made out of polyester, they're very susceptible to crush, and the fibers just don't stand up like a nylon fiber will. Olefins, a little bit more commercial type of a rug, and it's okay. got great durability, but sometimes it's not as soft and as, you know, as comfy as you want for your home. But wool is also a great choice. Wool is very durable, and wool is responds well to foot traffic and a great fiber, obviously a natural fiber, but it's a little bit more expensive. And it just depends on how much money you want to commit to that. But nylon's gonna be my answer.
All right, cool. That's good. That was a lot of information, too. That was good stuff. He knows his stuff, guys. Another question. Bought a house, has a French drain. There's a cord coming out of it. Is there something I need to do with this cord? I don't even know what it is.
Plug it in.
I love that, and you're right. You know, a lot of times you buy houses, and there's no one really breaking down some of those small little details out there. What that is on your French drain, if you have a cord coming out, you've got a pump on there. And what is happening is your French drain is draining to a basin with a pump in it, and it collects the water and then probably pumps it to the street. So just make sure that that's plugged in, as Skip said. And then if you ever notice that you're having problems, your French drain's not working, or when it's raining and you don't see water ejecting out at the street, then the very first place you want to go to look is that pump. There is a pump down there somewhere. That's what that cord is.
So how often do you plug it in? I mean, you leave it plugged in. Does it have a timer?
It doesn't.
It has a float switch on it.
It's got a float switch on it. And so as the basin gains water level in it, that float switch will engage, turn the pump on, and then it pumps it down and turns it back off. And so you don't have to actually do anything with it or maintain it, but just be aware that it's there. And if you experience problems, it's probably one of the first places that you should look. And with that, Mark, let's jump to Mike because he held for a real long time. Hey, good morning, Mike. I am so sorry for that hold. Thanks for staying with us.
Not a problem.
What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to tell you guys, and I've had a problem with a plumbing deal, and I wanted your input on it.
Okay.
All right. I went out and bought a $240 faucet.
Okay.
What I want to know is how much should it cost to have that installed?
Well, Ben, that's a tricky question, but what I would tell you is that if everything goes smooth, you know, and the old faucet comes off easy, I would say a maximum of 2 hours.
Okay, well, they got it done like in 40 minutes.
Yeah,
and I
that's fast.
Asked,
yeah.
It was stupidity on my part for not asking, how much is this going to cost me?
Right.
Well, $340 to install this damn faucet. They're smoking dope. So how much does it cost to install a faucet? Now, come on. Give me a reasonable price.
I think, you know, if you're not including the faucet, and who was it that installed it?
I'm not including the faucet. I paid $240 for the faucet.
Okay. Yeah, and that's about average, I would say.
$40 to have it installed. They're smoking dope. They're insane.
I would tell you that I don't know who it was that was out there, but I would tell you that usually your hourly rate is going to run about, gosh, I don't know. Plumber rates are high nowadays, so you're going to be over $100 an hour. So if you end up at like $300 or past that, I'm thinking that you've had a plumber on your site for 2 hours or longer. And so you are going to end up in a $300 range. And it is crazy. It's expensive. Sometimes, you know, but that's the thing. I mean, the industry right now, that is the rate, and it's only going up. One way that we could help that is if some of our young people would start training and becoming plumbers. That's kind of the supply and demand thing. They're hard to find, skilled tradesmen. You guys agree with that?
I do.
Guess so. I guess everybody agrees with me. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I had one other text. I don't know how to scroll down to see it. Let me see what that one was. I hate not answering folks. Okay, so they're talking about water heaters and weatherization. You know, we had new NECA rules that came out that changed the insulation factor on water heaters. So now water heaters are made to new specs, but the old ones don't meet the new regulations that have come out. So, you know, when you've got you have two issues that go on with that. You've got the insulation of way they're manufactured, and then you've also got the scale issue that builds up in the bottom of the water heaters as well, that makes it a lot harder for the water heater to heat, because even though you've got the anode rod in there and everything, which is supposed to prevent this buildup and prevent the deterioration of the tank, it's still going to happen, and it will collect at the bottom of the tank, and eventually it sort of forms an insulating blanket down there and makes it really difficult for that to heat. So those are the two things that come into play with your water heater. But the new ones, you're still going to have the same hard water issues that we've all got, unless you put a softener in front of it. Which will double the life expectancy of your water heater. But as far as the insulation on the manufacturing of the water heaters themselves now, the insulation, due to the NECA rules, I think they're almost a year old now, made the prices go up just a little bit, but they're being made to a higher standard, so they're much better quality. Speaking of better quality, a lot of folks, you know, earlier we got a text, they were asking about a rug. What kind of rug do we use? Where do we put it? And, you know, the cool thing about this is a lot of folks don't know, Dynamic Carpet Care can actually come out whatever kind of rug you've got. They're able to come out there, clean it on site, or remove it and clean it. It's a service that not everyone knows that you offer, Daryl.
Right. With the prevalence of wood and tile floors that it's now in most American homes, rugs have become a very popular item. As a matter of fact, the statistics show that the average American home has 9.6 rugs in it. And again, I don't know where those statistics come from.
Everybody's going to start counting their rugs today.
Yes, exactly. But we do it's a rare thing that we go out to clean carpet tile upholstery now for a customer, but that we don't also clean a rug or two or more while we're there. So this brings into mind, you know, how often should I have my rugs clean? What's the best kind of rug to use? It depends on whatever the application is, in my opinion. The text message earlier we kind of talked about and went into that. But if you've got a common place for rugs to be found at is under your dining room table.
Right.
And in the living room. If you've got wood floors in those areas, it's very common to put the rug in there to kind of make it more homey. And, you know, if you eat at your dining room table, I don't know, a lot of people don't. We do. But it catches a lot of food crumbs and things like that fall down on it. Plus, the rugs are kind of designed to be put in hallways, entryways, living rooms. These are high traffic areas that receive a lot of foot traffic as well. So they get an inordinate amount of wear and tear on them just because of where they're at and what their purpose is. So, you know, having them clean periodically is a good idea. It's going to prolong the longevity of the rug. Plus, it's going to maintain a much more of beautiful appearance, I guess you'd say,
yeah,
there as well. People sometimes say, well, what are you going to clean the rugs? Because I don't really have an area in my home where we could clean that. I have wood floor, and I don't want you cleaning it on top of the wood floor. We have a couple of different options there. We can bring out plastic. We can put underneath the rug while we clean it so that it creates a barrier for any kind of moisture. And it's not that, you know, that the process that we use, although we do use a steam cleaning, and we're very proud of that, a steam cleaning method, it's not like you're going to shoot water through the rug, but right, you're going to have a damp rug that's on top of a wood floor, and I'm just
going to
tell
idea.
You right now, wood and water do not mix. That's why you should never put wood in your kitchen or your bathroom. But yeah. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. But we can put that barrier between there that'll allow, while that rug is drying, to go on ahead and protect that wood floor. Or we can roll that rug up, take it with us, and take it to our shop and clean it. And then we dry it, We stain protect it, and we're going to package it back up and bring it back to your home. Typically, if you'd let us know ahead of time, because we don't want to have that rug on the van all day long while we're doing other service work.
Right.
So we want to come out as a special trip, pick up the rugs that are to be cleaned, and then take them to our shop and do that work, and then bring them back at the point in time. So that off-site cleaning method is available through our company, and it's becoming a very popular, bigger part. We've actually done some rearranging in our shop to kind of like, you know, create a space for this that's more just designated for rug cleaning, because it is becoming such a popular item.
Super convenient that you guys will come out there, pick the rugs up, you know, get them cleaned and everything, and then wrap them up all nice and neat and,
you know, it's
and return
like,
them.
It's kind of like you feel a little bit spoiled, you know, whenever someone cleaning or whatever it is, you know, whenever someone, you know, does that and then brings it back and it's nice and fresh when it's rolled out and everything's great. So, yeah. Take advantage of that.
All right. That's good stuff. And I know you've done a lot to your business to make yourself easy to get a hold of. Folks want to reach out to you guys, get you scheduled for some rugs. How do they do it?
Yes, sir. You can reach us at 918-279-1847, and we're going to answer that phone anytime you call. And it's not an answering service. It's going to be answered by a live person. Or you can go to our website, schedule at your convenience at dynamiccarpetcarellc.com.
All right. Thank you, Daryl. Under the weather. Did a great job. It's House Talk right here on KRMG. Good. Well, that was a hard start, Mark. There it is. I was like, dang.
Sorry about that.
Welcome back to the show. It's House Talk on KRMG. I'm Ray Trumbull with Mullen, covering all sorts of topics today. Hope everybody's having a great time. Man, it was like 24 degrees this morning when we stepped outside, but we're believing and having faith that when we leave the building, the sun is up and it's going to be at least a little warmer when we leave. Right, guys?
Yeah. It was warming up a little bit when we got here.
It was warming up a little bit. All right. So it's good stuff. Save the best for last, Brian.
Oh, now I get to put him to sleep.
Well, I just think it's interesting. I mean, you know, we've got like about what do we got? 3 minutes? He says 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Yeah, 3 minutes to tell us what we need to know about Freon and the fact that it is changing, and that is a reality, and that people with older systems just need to understand that that's something that's coming.
It's changed a lot over the years. I mean, basically, let's just put it this way to keep it simple. Freon was it came out in the 30s. I mean, that was when your R12s came out, which is stuff that you don't hear about very often anymore. I mean, it's long gone.
Right.
You know, right there about the mid-80s is when they outlawed it. That's when you started getting your ozone problems and stuff like that from the refrigerants. So that's when they came up. That's what they called the CFCs.
Sorry. Daryl had to. What's Daryl supposed to do? I mean, he has to blow his nose.
In my head.
We all just hear this.
I didn't know what it was.
I thought it was static.
My apologies.
I'm trying to remain professional. I apologize.
I didn't know what it was either,
please,
and then I turned down his mic.
Please continue. Mark was like, was something wrong with my equipment over here? Please continue, sir.
Okay.
I apologize.
So, moving on, you get into your R22s, which everybody's very familiar with that, because a lot of your systems still are R22.
They're running on it, yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, 2020... that is the last year that we will even be able to sell that stuff.
So I mean, even if you stockpile it, you're not going to be able to sell it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they quit manufacturing it already, but there are warehouses full of this stuff.
Right.
So that's when they switched over to what they call the HCFC. Now, there's a long terminology for each one of these things, but I'm not going to bore you with that. But it just kind of describes some of the chemicals that are in it. That was kind of your R22s. Now we've moved on and to the new stuff that we have now, which is your HFCs. That's your 134As that you have in your cars, your 410As that are in your newer model systems. A lot of people, the most popular question is why can't you just take an R22 system and throw this new Freon in there? Well, there's a couple of reasons why.
Okay.
One, there's oil in Freon. There's two different types of oil in Freon. They do not mix.
Okay.
So you'll have a separation problem there. Also, R22 runs at a lower PSI inside the system. I mean, you've got a chemical, you know, gas mm-hmm. in there as well as a liquid. 410A runs at almost double what R22 does. So if you try to put this stuff into an older system.
So we're talking about jumping from what, like 200 PSI to 400 PSI?
Your normal R22 runs, safe parameters are anywhere around 250
okay.
on PSI.
Okay.
We're running at about 450 on 410A. Sorry.
So the design parameters for the system with R22 back in the day, I mean, as far as they were concerned, if it could withhold or withstand 300 PSI, it was a higher standard than what they even needed.
Yes.
But now you go and vacuum out that system and put the 410A in there, and it's at 450, and you've got yourself a problem. Mark says we're done talking about this.
Okay.
He says wrap it up.
3 minutes.
You got lucky.
I know.
You got so lucky. And all the folks out there are so sad because they wanted to hear more about Freon.
Yeah, I could hear them out there about to snore.
You know what? Great news, folks. Brian's super passionate about it. How do they get a hold of us, brother?
918-258-6636 or at MolinInc.com or check us out on Facebook.
Nicely done. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. It's super cold out there. It's been House Talk right here on KRMG.